There's a major development at the Winter Olympics, and it happened away from the ski slopes and ice rinks. American figure skating superstar Michelle Kwan announced that a pulled groin muscle will prevent her from competing in the Games. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Turin.
In a news conference where she looked sad but resolute, Kwan said today she's in a lot of pain and has decided to give up her spot on the U.S. team to let a healthy skater take her place.
You know, after yesterday, going on the ice, feeling stiff, and doing a triple flip and pulling my groin again, just, I don't think that I can be 100%, and I respect the Olympics too much to compete, and I don't feel that I can be at my best.
The injury has to be crushing for Kwan. She's a tremendously talented figure skater and the most decorated one in U.S. history. She's won silver and bronze Olympic medals and 5 world championships, but she's never won a gold medal at the Olympics. And at 25 years old, many who follow figure skating think this year was probably her last chance. Kwan is also one of the most beloved skaters ever, in part because of her graciousness after she finished second in the 1998 Nagano Games in an upset victory by Tara Lipinski, who had a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Kwan was never a self-important ice diva, and today she showed her typical grace.
It's always been a dream, you know, to win the Olympics, and it's always an honor to represent your country. And, you know, my parents are here. They arrived last night, and, you know, they always want me to be happy and for their baby to win the gold, you know, and make my dreams come true. But I've learned, you know, it's not about the gold, and it's about the spirit of it and about the sport itself. So I have no regrets. I tried my hardest, and if I don't win the gold, it's okay. You know, I've had a great career. I've been very lucky, and, you know, this is a sport, and it's beautiful.
If she had skated, these Olympics promised to be challenging for Kwan. The new scoring system favors bigger jumps over elegant form, which is more her strength, and Kwan has been battling injuries. Less than 2 months ago, she was limping around with a hurt hip. She couldn't even practice, let alone compete. And some critics thought it was unwise of U.S. figure skating to grant an unusual medical waiver to get her into the Olympics. Then at practice yesterday, Kwan fell on a jump and was clearly looking distraught. She left practice early.
I sit down after treatment, and later in the day it just got worse and worse, and it's not something that will just go away right now, so I have to be honest and I have to make a decision.
So at 2:15 in the morning, she started making phone calls to her trainers and decided she couldn't go on. Kwan's spot on the team will be filled by Emily Hughes, who took third place at last month's national championships. In an added twist of fate, Emily Hughes is the younger sister of Sarah Hughes, who took the gold at the last Olympics ahead of Kwan, who won a bronze. Asked if she had any advice for the 17-year-old Hughes, Kwan said,
"The Olympics is an incredible experience. I know that she'll have an amazing time, and she'll make the country proud."
Hughes tonight is in New York, where there's more than a foot of snow on the ground, but the figure skating competition is still more than a week away. Hughes says she's been training hard and just hopes with the snowstorm that she can make it to a practice rink tomorrow to run through her program. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Turin.